Haran was the son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was from Tyre, and a skilled craftsman in bronze. Haran was filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to do all kinds of bronze work. He came to King Solomon and did all the work assigned to him. 1 Kings 7:14. Two men named Haran appear in these chapters, one the king of Tyre, and the other a master craftsman in bronze. Just as we seek good references before hiring today, Haran's reputation reached beyond borders, and Solomon summoned him. Imagine Haran's reaction, and his neighbors, when they heard he'd been chosen to work on God's temple. He was tasked with great responsibility, forging two massive bronze pillars, each 8 meters tall, placed at the temple entrance. Solomon named them Jachin and Boaz. God establishes, and in him his strength. Through the temple was later destroyed and rebuilt, what now gives us true confidence is not stone or bronze, but access to God's very presence. There were no more barriers. The author of Hebrews says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence." Hebrews 4:16. And Jesus lovingly calls, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. The real temple is now within us.